Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hurricane Delta, Category 4 storm, is bearing down on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Residents and tourists in Cancun evacuated overnight as Delta strengthened with winds 145 miles per hour. Officials warning that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels or rented apartments in Cancun, as well as local residents, were evacuated to the convention center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel are on standby to lend assistance if needed. Israeli police clashed with hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews overnight as they sought to enforce restrictions on public gatherings during a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. Police released videos showing huge crowds of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Jerusalem chanting and throwing stones and metal bars at police officers. The police said 17 people were arrested. Segments of Israel's ultra-Orthodox community have defied restrictions on religious gatherings intended to contain the country's coronavirus outbreak, even as the insular community has seen its own cases rise. And the trial of three suspects charged with aiding the gunman involved in the Watergate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago resumed in the capital of Nairobi Wednesday. The assault at the Westgate Mall exposed weakness in Kenya's security forces after it took them hours to respond to that incident. Some 67 people were killed in that days-long siege. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Turkey's bid to become a member of the European Union appears to be in jeopardy after the bloc's executive branch on Tuesday said it is displeased by what it called Ankara's failures to sustain democracy and fight corruption. In its annual report on the country, the European Commission cited too much political power in the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which has resulted in a poor economy and eroded the independence of the judiciary. The report also said Turkish authorities continue to pressure civil society and aid groups and the media. But Turkey, which began its EU membership talks back in 2005, rejected the Commission's criticism, describing them as prejudice. This according to the AP report. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump shouldn't have a debate if he still has the coronavirus. Biden said Tuesday that he's looking forward to being able to debate him, but said, "We're going to have to follow very strict guidelines," Biden's words. He says he doesn't know Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days after the coronavirus diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 early Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the virus, said that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Biden next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday, hospitalized 3 days. Based on the timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. Meantime, Vice President Mike Pence, who has tested negative for the virus, will be facing off with the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, on Wednesday in Utah. So far here in the U.S., some 2,010 people killed and nearly 7.5 million across the country infected with the virus, according to the Johns Hopkins University data. And the Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.